Hi, my name is John Biedemach, and welcome back to episode 2 of the High Adventure Trek's Hats Chat podcast. We're going to do something a little bit different this week, and that is we're going to have two versions of the podcast. This is going to be for dad, daughter, and dad, son teams that are heading out, and then we're going to come back later and have another version with the history of the kayaking camp out and some more stories from Kip. But right now, on with the show.
Today's topic, and I didn't grow up in Texas, so I would say the San Marcos eighth grade kayaking, but Kip has informed me, and Megan, the original Hats girl, who did grow up in Texas, she is I guess piped in and said that the pronunciation is San Marcos.
Yes.
You know, if you think about it, this is really the first time that we're putting students in the driver's seat, so to speak. By this time in the program, they've already been out on the water 3 or 4 times, including kayaking on flat water. But this camp out requires them to keep their cool as they are presented with challenges of navigating the river by themselves. What do you hope the students will learn about themselves through this experience?
John, that's a great question. One of the underlying themes on this, especially from the very beginning, was choosing your own path on life's river.
Mm.
And they've never had to choose their path before.
Yeah.
And when you get on a river, you learn most of these things from your guides.
Yeah.
But part of it is the training of knowing what the rapids look like and trying to hit the V, the part of the rapid that looks like an arrow pointing away from you. And that's kind of your path. And then, part of the training is learning how to safely and successfully exit your kayak.
Yeah.
Because, you're going to flip over at some time, and you just, you learn how to get out.
So this is one of those opportunities that dad, daughter, and dad, son teams are going to have to ask each other some questions. So I want you to pause the podcast here in a second. And dads, I want you to tell your student about a time that you had to choose your own path as you were growing up. You had a decision to make and the right answer wasn't really clear. And you listened to wise counsel, but you ultimately made your own decision. So take a minute and discuss that, and then we'll come back to the podcast.
You know, we're going back and kind of re-examining the themes of the different campouts. And in seventh grade, we've kind of said sixth grade canoeing is about communication. We talked about that last week. Seventh and eighth grade kayaking is about balance. And I love what we do in terms of, when they first get into a canoe, it's on flat water, and then we take them to the Brazos where they have to really negotiate that. We do the same thing with kayaking. They get on flat water. We teach them how to do it. They do the graceful exit, and it's all under a very controlled situation. As they get older, they're going to have to use the skills that they learned under more and more stressful situations. Teams attending this campout will likely remember one of the best parts about the HATS program, and that's Mike Swope and the team at Kayak Power. Having Mike and the team there makes me think about the other voices that will begin to speak into our lives as they finish junior high and move into high school and beyond. Those might be youth leaders, teachers, coaches, friends' parents, or other mentors. How do you think having Mike and his team provide instruction to the students is a metaphor on the type of advice they'll receive from here on out?
I think as your sons and daughters are growing and maturing, it's important to allow other adults to participate in that education. But I always say, who's better than you? Is your athletic coach, is a teacher, is a youth minister? Who's better to guide your education and spiritual value for your son or daughter than you?
Okay, teams, we've got another opportunity to take a short break and have a little discussion. Dads, I want you to tell your students how you communicated with your parents when you were their age. what kind of advice your parents gave you and what that experience was like growing up in your home. I also want you to talk to your student about the different voices in their lives, maybe people they can count on in addition to you. Maybe those are parents of their friends or coaches or youth leaders. But I want you to come up with a couple people in addition to you that they can also go to for wise counsel.
And I've got to tell you, I've been out with Mike Swope probably 3 or 4 times, never on the 8th grade, but on the 7th grade. And I got to tell you, what a guy.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to have him as my neighbor. we were at Wilderness Leadership Academy over the weekend. I went out there and we played the mousetrap game. Are you familiar with that?
I invented that one.
Okay. One of the things in that, and for anybody who's played it, the daughter gets on one side and in front of her are 50 mousetraps all set and ready to spring. And then at the other end is her dad, and her dad is instructing her on the way to go. She's blindfolded, or the son is blindfolded. And then we have the other members of the team yell out misleading things. There's going to be a lot of people in your life who some of them are going to celebrate your failure. So, if somebody gets ready to step on that mousetrap, the other people on this, they get all excited, And really, you can look to your dad to provide you that advice. But then what I did is I slowed him down at the very end. And I said, okay, let's have all the kids keep saying distracting things. But this time, I want all the dads on either side to look at that dad, and I want them to echo his words.
Ah.
And I think that made it a lot easier for them to get through. And balance is harder as you get older and life becomes more challenging. But our students have been given the training and coaching to tackle the river, just like the HATS program gives the teams the chance to practice the skills they need in order to move through new challenges as the students get older. Growing relationships in 4th grade, adventure in 5th grade, communication on the canoeing campouts, trust in rock climbing, and balance through kayaking and photography. What do you hope the teams will learn this weekend in San Marcos?
Life is a series of rapids. And at first, you follow your dad or you follow a guide. But as you mature, you have to make your own decision on what path you're going to take. And that's not an easy thing to do. And some of it will work out and some of it won't. But as John Parrish always said, either way, it's okay.
That'll be okay. Yeah. All right, well, that brings us to the end of episode 2, and we hope you have an awesome time down on your travels to San Marcos and an amazing time on the river. We hope for great weather and smooth sailing, but if you don't get it, that'll work out okay, too.
It's okay, too.
All right.